It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here in the studio with me, and you can join us now to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. As long as you haven't been on in the last 60 days, you can call us at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is our weekly trivia game where you get a category full of questions, and if you get enough points, you win fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul. We have... Oh, I have to put my glasses on. Hold on a second. I didn't have my glasses on. There we go.
I'm not editing this part out. I want people to hear this.
Okay. Right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts. Today is National Donut Day.
It is.
The greatest day of the year.
And we got some donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop right here in the studio, and you can win those, too,
donuts.
With the Harris Challenge.
I had one of those Cinnamon Twist donuts, and it looks like it looked like the width of that rope that they used to... tied a docks to the big freight liners.
Oh, yeah, I know.
A big braided rope.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Awesome. So
I had our receptionist, Grace, try the maple bacon long john today, and she said, you were right. That was a good call.
Yeah.
Very, very good call.
So Old Town Donut Shop has two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Donuts
and
Cottleville.
And thank you, Keith, for giving us some donuts today.
Keith.
Also, Peroni's Pizza, Rhea gift card. They have two locations in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Or from the Skyview Drive-In.
Yes, the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville sponsors the Harris Challenge every week. Great place to go 7 nights a week now. Now that we're past Memorial Day, the Skyview is open 7 nights a week for great outdoor movie entertainment.
Yeah, and it's awesome. And they have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and X-Men Apocalypse on Screen 1. Screen 2, you might want to go see Angry Birds and Kung Fu Panda 3.
All right, so those are the prizes you can win. But there's a bonus prize as well if you get all the questions in your category correct. We call it a clean sweep and throw in this.
A gift certificate to Candici's Italian restaurant and bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, pizza delivery. All you have to do is go to Candici's.net.
All right, so those are the prizes, and here come the contestants. Up first today, welcome, Cortland.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Cortland, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
Oh, much better.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
We prefer not to be on the speakerphone if we can avoid it, just because it sounds better this way. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the unique broadcast opportunity for every consumer of the Harris Challenge.
If you're looking for a pastor to marry you, go to BrotherMaverick413@yahoo.com.
Okay. Let's see what we have here, Cortland, inside the semi-random category computer. They'll come spinning out. There'll be a total of 5 categories for our 5 contestants today, but only 3 of them are on the screen for you to choose from first, led by, of course, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then category 2 is, donuts. And category 3, could be blue, could be cult, definitely not oyster. Because Blue Oyster Cult and Boston are playing at the Family Arena tonight. Less than 2 hours from now, the concert starts. So which one of those would you like, Cortland?
If I may paraphrase you, donut.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which has more calories, a plain bagel or a jelly donut?
The jelly donut.
No, the bagel.
Really?
How much did the biggest donut ever made in America weigh? As much as a car, as much as LeBron James, or as much as a toilet?
As much as a car.
Correct. Which country are donuts said to have originated in? England, the USA, or Holland?
Holland.
Correct. Which U.S. city has the most donut shops? New York, New York, Long Beach, California, or Boston, Massachusetts?
Say New York, New York.
Boston. According to WhitePages.com, how many people in the U.S. have the name donut? Spelled either way. 10, 100, or 1,000?
1,000.
10. 10 people named donut in the United States. Whether you spell it D-O-N-U-T or D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T, there are only 10 people. Boston is number one in donut shops. Long Beach is number two. New York is well down the list. Holland is where donuts originated, where they were called oliekoeks in Dutch, which in English is oily cakes.
Wow.
The biggest donut ever made in America was 3,739 pounds, 1.7 tons, about as much as a car. And a plain bagel has 320 calories, a jelly donut, 250 calories. Unless you get it from Old Town Donuts, in which case the donut's the size of your head, and they don't even care about calories, because at that point it's moot.
Yes, you're eating a donut. Shut up about calories.
Agree. It ain't kale. What were you going to say, Cortland?
I was going to say, I've eaten at some of the bakeries where the donuts felt that heavy.
Yeah. Well, let's see how many points you got here. You got two for the car. You got three for Holland. You got four. No, you guessed New York, and the answer was Boston in that one. So just the three and the four. Oh, that's only 7 points.
Lay it on me.
As you know, if you don't get to 8 points, you don't win. You get punished. I mentioned that it's Blue Oyster Cult in Boston tonight at the Family Arena. So today, for our punishment music, I went into the archives. This is from, I'm going to say, 1996, 1997, when two guys decided to do Moog synthesizer versions of classic rock songs. They called their band Moog Cookbook. It will not sound that way at the Family Arena tonight. That's Moog Cookbook. Ask for it by name. Cortland, I'm sorry you didn't win, but thanks for playing.
Thanks.
You know, let me just pause here to tell a quick story. The very first song I ever got paid for playing on the radio, when I started my commercial radio career, April 15th, 1978, the very first song I played was More Than a Feeling by Boston.
Wow.
At the wrong speed.
Really?
Dan, you're old enough to remember the days when we actually played vinyl records on turntables.
Yep.
And in those days, you had albums and you had singles. The albums were 33 and a third RPM. The singles were 45 RPM. And you had to change the gear on the turntable. It wasn't a switch. It was a gear that went ka-chunk as you changed it from one speed to another.
You had to get that little centerpiece for the pin
in the
middle.
Plastic, yes, exactly right. So the guy who finished his show before I made my commercial radio debut was playing a song on the left turntable, and the last song he had played on the right turntable was a single. And I didn't notice that it was in 45.
Oh, yeah.
And so I came on. Hello, everybody. I'm sure my voice was cracking, even though I'd done college and high school radio before that. It was my first time getting paid for it. I was really nervous.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
And I said, welcome to the show. Here's Boston. And I put it on, and it was More Than a Feeling at the wrong speed.
You're like, oh, no. And then did you hit a conk? And it goes,
yes, exactly. That's exactly what it sounded like. Reproduced here perfectly by Dan Strauss. That's the man of a thousand voices. That's exactly what it was. Nicely done.
Oh, we used to do that as a joke. We played a prank. And the one that I remember we did it to was Mark Close a couple of times and at WMRY. And we would go in and we would change the thing when he wasn't looking.
Yeah.
And turn it up on 45.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd hit it.
Our nice, cruel radio brethren.
Oh, the good old days.
All right. While I was telling that story, a contestant dropped off here. So 314-969-KTRS will get you in if you want to play today. Meanwhile, I'll meet our second contestant, and that's you, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Going to St. Peter's stuff tonight.
All right. Which category would you like? We have you been paying attention? Could be blue, could be cult, definitely not oyster. Or our new third category, sports and music names you know.
Let's go with have you been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city's zoo was Harambe the gorilla killed this week after a four-year-old boy fell into his enclosure?
Cincinnati.
Correct. The PGA Tour said it could not find sponsors to hold the 2017 World Golf Championship at Donald Trump's Doral course in Miami. So ironically, where do they move it?
Mexico.
Correct. Which online company has opened two new fulfillment centers in Edwardsville, creating 1,000 jobs?
Amazon.
Correct. At what West Coast University did a grad student shoot his professor before turning the gun on himself this week?
UCLA.
Correct. Now, for the clean sweep, complete this statement from the CEO of AB InBev. Quote, we see an amazing opportunity in blank. Is it Cuba, Uber, or T?
C, T.
We see an amazing opportunity in T. Quite a statement from a guy who's basically been making beer for all these years. You're absolutely right. Congratulations, Mark. You got the clean sweep.
Yes.
Yeah, so you get your choice of prizes and the Candiji's gift certificate, which Dan will tell you about when you hold on. Have a great weekend.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Here's our third contestant. Hello, Debbie.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
My wonderful family, my wonderful in-laws.
Okay. Here are the category choices for you, Debbie. Could be blue, could be cult, definitely not oyster. Or sports and music, names you know. Or on this day. What'll it be?
Ooh, I'm going to try the could be blue, could be cult.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Debbie. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
Which Sesame Street character has blue fur? Cookie Monster, Oscar the Grouch, or Elmo?
It's Cookie Monster.
Correct. Who was the leader of the Branch Davidians cult, whose members died in a fire during a standoff with the ATF in 1993?
Ooh.
You can pass if you want.
Yeah, James something, I think, but yeah, I'll pass.
Okay, which founding member of New Kids on the Block now stars on the CBS TV series Blue Bloods?
Oh, Donnie Wahlberg.
Correct. In what country did cult leader Jim Jones convince 918 of his followers to drink poisoned Kool-Aid in 1978?
I don't know.
You want to pass? Okay. On which album did the Who's song Behind Blue Eyes first appear?
Oh, my goodness. Who's next?
That's correct.
All right.
It was Jim Jones, and Jonestown was in Guyana, and David Koresh was the leader of the doomed Branch Davidians cult. Debbie,
okay.
you got the odd-numbered ones here, and 1 + 3 + 5 = 9. You're a winner.
All right.
Congratulations. Cool. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I move on to our fourth contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hi. 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
If you need insurance, call Matthew Stark Allstate Agency.
Okay. Two categories left. Sports and music, names you know, or on this day.
I'll try sports and music, names you know.
60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which celebrity's death was officially attributed to an opioid overdose this week?
Prince.
Correct. Who will play in her 27th Grand Slam final when she plays Garbin Muguruza tomorrow at the French Open?
Serena Williams.
Correct. Which season 11 American Idol winner is involved in a legal battle with the show's production companies over what he calls oppressive contracts? Is it Ruben Studdard, Philip Phillips, or Scotty McCreery?
Scotty McCreery.
Philip Phillips. Which former Cardinal, who hit 47 homers as an outfielder and 2 as a pitcher, will start working next week for Fox Sports Midwest on Cardinals pre- and post-game shows?
Jim Edmonds.
Rick Ankiel. Which 68-year-old member of the Rolling Stones, who already had 4 children, became the father of twin girls this week?
Mick Jagger.
Ron Wood. There was a time when twin girls was the goal, but not in this way. Ron Wood and his 38-year-old wife, Sally, had 2 babies this week. And let's see how you did here, Mike. You got Serena Williams for 2 and Prince for 1. And, oh, that's only 3 points. So I'm sorry, I'm going to have to punish you as well via the Moog Cookbook. right now, Tom Scholz is doing a head slap. Mike, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here comes our final contestant for the day. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show, and go ahead and exploit the airwaves.
Hi to everybody I know.
Okay. We don't have time to name them all, right?
Correct.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock for our final category today, Mary. It's on this day. Things that happened on June 3rd in our past. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Chinese landmark did police begin a crackdown on a student protest in 1989 that led to hundreds of deaths and thousands of arrests?
Tiananmen Square.
Correct. Which George Michael song was banned by the BBC on this day in 1987? Was it Faith, Father Figure, or I Want Your Sex?
I Want Your Sex.
Correct. While waiting for the White House to be completed, which president moved into a tavern hotel in Washington, D.C. on this day in 1800?
Jefferson.
John Adams.
Oh, I started to say him.
What did Major Ed White become the first American to do during the Gemini 4 mission on this day in 1965?
Ball.
I'm sorry?
Hit a golf ball.
He went for the first spacewalk. Oh. Who released her song Royals as a single in the U.S. on this day in 2013?
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus is not correct. It was Lorde who had the hit, Royals. I'm sorry about that, Mary, but you also are going to have to be punished because you only got yourself 3 points. And here again, the song stylings of Moog Cookbook. Sounds like they're playing with the speed on the turntable, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
Knock it off. Foles is going to be pissed. All right, Mary hung up instead of taking her punishment like a woman. I just sounded like Johnny Depp, didn't I?
Yes.
Sorry, I apologize for that. That's the Harris Challenge for this week. You can catch up with previous Harris Challenges you may have missed in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com, and come back and play it live every Friday right around 5:15. Brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. You catch the challenge every week here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.